She needs to go to the kitchen.
I'd like to convene the Price City Council meeting for October 8th, 2025. I'll turn the time over to our chaplain, Andrew Laszlo of New Life Ministries, for the prayer.
Let's pray. Father, we have plenty to be thankful for. We appreciate that you watch over us. We appreciate that you have made yourself available to us in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're so thankful for my brothers and sisters here who gathered together with the goal of making our community a better place. And I thank you for who they are and how they are, Lord. You've drawn them together for your purposes. I ask today that you pour out your Holy Spirit on each person. Help them to hear by your grace. Help them to speak by your grace. Let the end result of this meeting be that we make decisions that glorify you. You said we could follow your peace, and that would keep us in your will. So let your peace come upon every person. Help us to walk in your blessings and in your peace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Okay, item one, please join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item three, safety seconds. I'll turn the time over to Councilmember Richardson for the safety seconds.
Thanks, Mayor. Just watch out for school buses in the mornings and afternoons. Just a reminder for us all, kind of the basic rules. If you see their yellow lights flashing, just slow down, give them some space. Once those red lights come on, just stop and allow those kids to cross the street or get to a safe area. And then once those lights are off, you can drive on, go about your day. Just be aware of buses and try to give them some space.
Okay. Did I do the roll call?
No.
Okay, I did skip over the roll call. Let the record show that the council is here and present. Item 4A, quarterly workplace safety prize drawing. We do this quarterly workplace safety prize for the qualifying employees. Harry, I'll let you pick the ticket.
No pressure.
You can see it. You can see it now.
Chris C. Just Chris. Yeah, Chris C.
Yeah, Chris C. We'll find out. Okay. All right. Item 4B, resolution number 2025-22, consideration and possible approval of a resolution authorizing the Fremont Solar PPA project transaction schedule under the Master Firm Power Supply Agreement with the Utah Associated Municipal Power System and related matters. I'll turn the time over to Nick. If you want to talk about it a little bit.
Thank you, Mayor. That project has been anticipated in our resource plan, including the last couple of projects that you entered in. You might remember the one called the Miller County Peaker and the other one called the Power County Baseload. So it's been part of the resource plan, and it's time to approve the official entry in the project. The electric committee has reviewed that and has recommended to the council.
Okay. Any questions about the project from the council? Chair will ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2025-22.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Jesperson.
Second.
A second from Councilmember Miller. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item 4C, construction and engineering service agreement, Carbon Avenue Canal Crossing, consideration and possible approval of an agreement with Jones and DeMille Engineering for construction and engineering services for the project. Estimated total cost of the project is $75,000 based on Johansson and Tuttle's current hourly rate. Or Jones and DeMille, sorry. Do you want to talk about that, Miles?
Sure. This is our joint highway committee funded program where we had issues with it was approved five plus years ago when the price of the project went up to above our ability to do both canals, both crossings, excuse me. So we made a request to joint highway committee to scale it back to one crossing for now and increase our match on the project. But this is allowing us to contract with Jones and DeMille because they bids are out now for request for bids are out right now. We should be hearing back in a couple weeks on bids. And this will allow us to have that construction management portion in place and get the project started.
Okay. Any discussion from the council? Seeing none. The chair will ask for a motion.
I'd make the motion to approve the construction engineering service agreement for Carbon Avenue Canal Crossing.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Willis.
Second.
Second from Councilmember Crisman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item D, engineering service agreement project 9C-2025 spring water transmission line replacement. Consideration and possible approval of an engineering service agreement for the project with Johansson and Tuttle Engineering for $1,942,916. Amount represents 12.8% of the total project budget of the $15.2 million. Miles, do you want to talk about that?
Just that we are getting moving with the design of the project. The project is our $15 million combination loan and grant from the state. The initial estimate for the engineering is $250,000 more than what they're proposing to do the engineering for.
Okay. Any questions from the council? The chair will ask for a motion.
Move we approve the engineering services agreement project 9C-2025 spring water transmission line replacement with Jones and Tuttle Engineering for $1,942,916.
I have a motion from Councilmember Crisman.
Second.
A second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item 5A, closed session of the Price City Council to discuss one or more closed meeting categories based on UCA 52-4-205, item 1, character, professional, competency, physical, mental health of an individual, number 2, pending or reasonable imminent litigation, item 3, purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, item 4, sale of real property, item 5, deployment of security personal devices for system. And 6, investigative proceedings regarding allegations of criminal misconduct.
Mayor, to my knowledge, there would only be grounds for number 1 on the personnel matters and 3 on real property.
Okay. Well, as noted. With that being said, I'll ask for a roll call vote from the council. I need a motion.
I move we move from regular session into a closed session at 5:10.
I have a motion from Councilmember Miller.
Second.
Second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
I go to no. So you do the roll call now.
Okay.
Councilmember
Richardson?
Aye. Kristen?
No.
Willis?
Yes.
Not
just
Kristen?
Yes.
Noah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll ask the public to be excused at this time. Yeah, the recording devices.